What is your all-time favorite hymn? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin inviting you to vote for your favorite hymn. Send an email with your vote to hymnvote@issuesetc.org, and during the week of August 9th, we'll study the top five hymns chosen by Issues Etc. listeners. Voting ends July 25th. Vote today for your favorite hymn, hymnvote@issuesetc.org. A hymn for any time of the church year is fine. hymnvote@issuesetc.org. All right, it's time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. What we do is read your blogs, and then we pick. Jeff picks his, I pick mine. We pick a blog of the week every week on Friday afternoon in the first hour. We will read your blog if you have one. We've gotten several listeners in the last week inform us of their blogs. There's one that was really delightful. It came from Ben Ball, who was on the show yesterday. Did you actually visit Ben Ball's family blog there?
No, I didn't.
It's a great, I mean, just, it's worth it. I don't. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's worth it just to go and see the banner that he has there. He has a picture of his daughter looking rather disgruntled, and it's just priceless. I didn't pick it though.
Did you get the one with I sent you with the caricature of Matt Harrison, Barb in Pennsylvania? We got to post that in the Facebook fan page. Don't you think that was a good caricature?
It was a very good caricature. In fact, it was sitting in front of me until just a second ago. What we do is we read these blogs, every blog that has the Issues Etc. widget. That's a little banner, a little badge that we provide for you at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. At the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget. Put it on your blog. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog. And maybe one of these weeks, we'll pick it as Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick is Whedon's blog by Pastor Will Whedon. It's a blog post titled The Issues Etc. Convention. Molly Ziegler Hemingway has opined on this, and I suspect she is, as usual, totally on target. This was, in many respects, the Issues Etc. Convention. He's talking about last week's Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Convention. I honestly do not think the president administration had the first clue about the firestorm they set off when Pastor Wilkin and Jeff Schwartz were fired without cause that Holy Tuesday morning. The irony is not to be missed. Pastor Wilkin is associate to Pastor Michael Kumm, and Michael Kumm, a nomination from the floor, was elected to the Board of Directors of Synod. But the crowning irony was when Jeff Schwartz, producer of Issues Etc., was elected as layman to the Commission on Theology and Church Relations, while the man who sat in the presidency under which Todd and Jeff were fired was himself voted out of office, while President-elect Harrison, a frequent guest on the show, was voted in. The older political groupings in the Missouri Synod had been unable in the past decade to deliver a solid win. They came close time and time again, but kept failing. What put them over the top this time? The Issues Etc. crowd. The number of folks who came up to me and said, "Oh, I wanted to introduce myself. I hear you on Issues Etc." simply blew me away. There were tons of them at this convention, and they, I suspect, voted as a block for Pastor Harrison. Yes, it truly was the Issues Etc. Convention. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Whedon's blog.
And my pick comes from a blog called Hope for the Hapless. And the name of the blogger, oh, I had it before, but it escapes me now, and I do apologize. He's quoting from, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's C.F.W. Walther. From the book At Home in the House of My Fathers, translated by Pastor Matt Harrison. Great guy, by the way, if you've never heard of him. Says this, "Even though we possess no power but that of the Word, we nevertheless can and should carry on our work joyfully. Let us therefore, esteemed sirs and brethren, use this power properly. Let us above all and in all matters be concerned about this, that the pure doctrine of our dear Evangelical Lutheran Church may become known more and more completely among us, that it may be in vogue in all of our congregations, and that it may be preserved from all adulteration and held fast as the most precious treasure. Let us not surrender one iota of the demands of the Word. Let us bring about its complete rule in our congregations and set nothing of it aside, even though for this reason things may happen to us as God wills. Let us be inflexible here. Let us be adamant. Let us do this. Let us need not worry about the success of our labor, even though it should seem to us to be in vain. It cannot be in vain, for the Word does not return void, but prospers in the thing whereto the Lord has sent it. By the Word alone, Without any other power, the church was founded. By the word alone, all the great deeds recorded in church history were accomplished. By the word alone, the church will most assuredly stand also in these days of sore distress to the end of days. Even the gates of hell will not prevail against it. All flesh is grass, and all of its glory like the flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. My pick for blog of the week, it's called No Power But the Word, and the blog is called Hope for the Hapless. We'll post a link to Jeff's pick and to my pick at issuesetc.org for you to read them yourselves. Hour two of Issues Etc. is straight ahead. We'll spend the first part with Dr. Andrew Steinman talking about women in the Bible, the wives of David. Then it's Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.